So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, guys, we're down to the Final Four. We got a game tonight, Ole Miss, Miami. Final Four in college football playoff with Indiana versus Oregon, Ole Miss versus Miami. Who are you rooting for to win it all right now out of the four?
I go back and forth between two teams. And, Jim, I don't know which one you're going to say. Originally, it was Indiana, but now I'm going to say Ole Miss. And I'm going to say Ole Miss because their coach left them. He is now taking more of their assistant coaches. We got a kid that, hey, cut his teeth here in the state of Michigan in Sham Bliss. Like, I think it's a great story. And everything that went on yesterday with Damon Williams, Lane Kiffin, like I couldn't dislike someone more. And the fact that Ole Miss is playing Miami. I hope that it is a last second, heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, rip it right out of your chest loss for Miami because I can't stand Miami.
Like it's the ultimate spite petty play to root for Ole Miss. They get the last laugh, put Lane Kiffin in a world of hurt. But I'm going to stick with Indiana. The great story that is this Hoosier football team, Kirk Cignetti, the undefeated Hoosiers, and another title for the Big Ten.
And it still feels like, even though they're the number one team in the country, they beat Oregon on the road, they've done so many good things, it still feels like they're the underdog.
A little bit.
Yeah, and it kind of, for them, they need to win it to kind of just, you know, put the stamp on this complete change in college football and one of the worst programs ever being able to become competitive in this era and how Cignetti did it. If they don't win it, then it's like, okay, is this going to produce championships? I got to tell you, part of me wants to see Oregon win it to just solidify this era of they've had a dominant program, a very good program for years now, but they haven't won the Natty.
Well, look, a local kid, Dante Moore, there's a reason to root for them.
Definitely. Speaking of local, Michigan and Michigan State will both enter the next season with new coaches. What are your minimum expectations for Kyle Whittingham and Pat Fitzgerald record-wise?
Michigan State bowl game, got to get to six wins. For Whittingham, you got to make the college football playoff. That's the standard at Michigan. It's a tougher schedule, but you got a young team coming back. You need to see the fruits of that labor. For Michigan, that means you're going to have Oklahoma, Indiana, Oregon, Ohio State, and Penn State got to win three of the five A-level games on their schedule.
I agree. For Michigan, this is a nine-win team this year with a freshman quarterback that didn't get better throughout the course of the season. Three redshirt freshmen up front. You had a young backfield, especially when your number one tailback went out. This is, and all of these guys are entered the portal. They're all coming back. So if it was a nine-win team last year in a dysfunctional year, then I expect at a minimum 10 wins and the college football playoffs. My standards are a little bit higher for Michigan State because you guys know what I think about Pat Fitzgerald. I think it should be nine wins. Wow. Now, the three losses, the three that I think are going to be really tough is at Notre Dame, Oregon, and obviously Michigan. But the other ones, Nebraska lost their quarterback. You know, Washington lost their quarterback. You've got Rutgers, UCLA, Eastern Michigan. You know, like you, the, Wisconsin. I think 9 wins is on the table for this Michigan State team.
Wow, that's high for me. But hey,
that's what I expect out of a Pat Fitzgerald team with more resources.
Okay, at one point there were over 4,000 players in the transfer portal. That is insane. It's nuts. Like John said, though, so many players are returning. Michigan, yeah. They're all coming back. You know, so that's why the number was so high, but it's still crazy. Do you think the portal needs to be more legislated? And if so, how would you do it?
Absolutely, it needs to be more legislated. And here's how I would do it. I would push the portal to the spring. Don't do it right now. Get all the way to the spring. And then the portal needs to have rules, like contracts. First of all, need to be enforced.
Hello,
but
DeMond
you should
Williams.
Also be able to offer and sign. And some are one, you know, not just 1 year contracts, 2 year contracts, 3 year contracts, even 4 year contracts. But you can enter the portal one time, free of charge. The second time, you have to sit out a year. Go back to some of the old rules. Like there needs to be a consequence. You can't just do 1 year here, 1 year there, 1 year there, 1 year there. Now there is a caveat. If there's a coaching change, even if you've already transferred 1 year free of charge, coaching change allows you that one more time free of charge.
I'm smirking because you said everything I was going to say. I was going to go Spider-Man rule. Everybody gets one with the exception of if your coach leaves. And yes, we need more in writing agreements so we don't have this crazy wild, wild west.
Well, it's just, when's this going to get fixed? Because everybody's saying sort of the same things or in a different way.
Well, there's no governing body. The NCAA right. doesn't do anything.
It's amazing. It's like the, you know, it's all unregulated.
It's unregulated. And one of the things that needs to be regulated is agents.
Yeah.
You can't have your high school buddy be your agent. You can't have some kid that you met in the dorm be your agent. There's licensed agents working in the NFL. There needs to be a licensing body for college football players.
All right, Dan Campbell fired John Morton on Tuesday. Two big name offensive coordinators are on the market right now. They might be head coaching candidates too, by the way, but it's Brian Daboll and Kevin Stefanski. We did the carousel yesterday, but between these two, which one would you favor?
Kevin Stefanski. Temperament, I think, is a huge edge for him, but also the offense that they ran in Cleveland was more leaning on a ground game. I think that's what Detroit needs to get back to, is being able to win at the line of scrimmage.
Kevin Stefanski as well. He's done more with less, and he's been able to win with Baker Mayfield. He's been able to win with a dysfunctional franchise. Now all of a sudden you put him in this franchise, I think it would be great.
The Lions season was definitely a letdown, but some good things did happen. What's the biggest positive that came out of 2025?
J-Mo took another step. I think, you know, especially after Dan Campbell took over the play calling, we heard from John Morton, oh, this could be a breakout year. Well, he never used them until after Dan Campbell took over play calling. And you look at J-Mo and Amon-Ra St. Brown, most yards by a combo receiver, a combo 1 and 2 in the NFL. And that was with basically a half a year of production with J-Mo.
Did J-Mo's yards go down year over year?
No, I think they went up. They went up by about 150 yards.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Jack Campbell. He's performing like the best interior linebacker in football, especially when Fred Warner went out. You got linebacker number one. That's a good place to start on defense.
The Buffalo Bills have more playoff experience than any other AFC playoff team. It's not even close. Is this the season that Josh Allen has to get to the Super Bowl? And should Sean McDermott be fired if the Bills fail to get to the Super Bowl?
I think for Josh Allen, yes. It certainly is. There's no Mahomes. There's no Burrow. There's no Lamar Jackson. Like there's no other premier quarterback. Drake May is getting there, but I don't think they're there yet. I think the circumstances will determine about Sean McDermott. If they're ousted in the first round, then yeah, gone. But if they get to the AFC Championship game and it's a well-played game, they just get beat by a better team, then I'm not necessarily predisposed to firing him.
There's obviously pressure on Josh Allen because of what John said, because of the other great quarterbacks that aren't in the playoffs. Josh Allen, 7 playoff wins without a Super Bowl appearance. It's the most in NFL history. The rest of the AFC quarterbacks have 3 playoff wins with their current team. Yeah, there's pressure on Josh, but there's also pressure on Sean McDermott, because in their eliminations, their last 5 playoff exits, the defense has given up 33 points per game. If they lose because they can't stop the run or get enough stops, the defensive head coach needs to get on the unemployment line.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, Tua Tagovailoa was asked on Monday if he would like a fresh start. His answer was, that would be dope. I would be good with that. What would be the best fit?
It's an honest answer.
Tool. All right. What would be the best fit for Tua if he can have a career resurrection like Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and Daniel Jones?
I don't have an answer for if he can have a career resurrection, because I don't think he can. I think he's toast. He can't get hit. His arm strength is non-existent. I think he needs to go to wherever he can be a number two and hope that the starter doesn't get hurt.
Tom, you had an interesting number two option for him to be a backup.
Yeah, I think it depends kind of how the Rams playoffs work out and what does Matthew Stafford do. But if Stafford does return and play next year, I think that would be a great situation for Tua and a great offense to be in.
Yeah,
he might succeed if he got the play.
Be a number two.
Yeah, now in terms of if a fit where he might be able to play, indoor teams that need quarterbacks, Cardinals, but they pick three. They might just elect to take a quarterback in the draft. Vikings and Colts don't have high picks. Colts don't even have a first. Those would be interesting options too.
You know what? The quarterbacks I just said, Darnold, Mayfield, and Jones, they were all left for dead.
Yep.
Tua's kind of similar like that, being left for dead. I wouldn't be surprised if he got in the right situation that he could have a little bit of a resurrection like those guys.
Yeah, wherever they run the ball 95% of the time.
And it's sunny all year round. That's your Thursday touchdown. You and I are on the same page. And could you imagine him in Philly? They'd rip his heart out.
Yes, they would.
Anyway, Thursday touchdown 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.